This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 501 for Wednesday, July 31st. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market was posting gains Wednesday morning, seeing a correction after falling sharply lower the previous three sessions. Canola up 8 to over $9, November up 8.80 at $626.50 per ton. That November contract is back above the psychological $620 level, which is supportive from a technical standpoint. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil overnight provided spillover support, with European rapeseed also higher on the day, as a rally in crude oil amid heightened Mideast tensions spilled into the vegetable oil markets. Hot and dry prairie weather forecasts were also supportive, although milder conditions are expected in the latter half of August, and crop prospects remain relatively favorable overall. In the U.S., activity is mixed, soybeans trading to both sides of unchanged, moving higher overnight but slipping to trade closer to unchanged as the day session got underway. The November contract down a quarter cent now at 10.21 per bushel. While a rally in crude oil pulled soy oil higher, soy meal is down on the day, and that's weighing on beans. The generally favorable U.S. crop weather added to the eventual selling pressure. A lack of major export demand, along with the fact that U.S. farmers are still holding large old crop supplies, also weighed on prices. Corn futures, they fell to fresh contract lows in many months as the good U.S. crop weather countered any spillover support from crude oil. The September corn contract down 3 cents at $3.85 per bushel. Meanwhile, wheat futures are trading to both sides of unchanged, with the bias turning lower as seasonal harvest pressure and bearish technical signals weighed on prices. Minneapolis spring wheat down 4 cents in the September contract at $5.80 per bushel. Kansas City down 6 cents in September at $5.44 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 3 cents in September at $5.20 per bushel. Rising production estimates out of Australia and stiff export competition from Russia also weighed on prices, although production concerns in parts of Europe were supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, July 31st. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.